This is Jean McMillan interviewing Jim Dresser on Mount Riga. The date is September 21st, 2012. He's going to talk a little bit about Wentworth House and Castanook Camp.
Okay. Well, we're standing on the lawn of Wentworth, which was built in 1756, according to the sign on the side of the building, and I think is the oldest of the three remaining original houses on Mount Riga. We're looking across the Lower Lake Dam to Castanook, which was the ironmaster's home, Joseph Petit, and he lived there from approximately 1807 or 8, because the furnace was under construction. It was eventually commissioned in 1809, and he could look right down on the furnace from his front porch. Quite a grand house. Evidently, the entire upstairs was a ballroom, and it was used for dances to celebrate the successful inspection of the product of the furnace by government inspectors. So the government was the major customer because they were making cannon and anchors and parts of the chain that was put across the Hudson to keep the British ships from going up to Albany and in the War of 1812. And they would have a huge tripod, I think about 30 feet high from descriptions I've seen, and they would randomly, the inspectors would randomly choose an anchor or a cannon. They'd hoist it up and they'd drop it to the ground. And they would test several pieces of the output. And if they all passed, then they would all go to the ballroom and celebrate. And we're also looking over the site of the general store that it was at the end toward Wentworth of the dam. And don't know its exact physical size, but we do have reports from Julia Petit, who I was lucky enough to interview when I was a student at Salisbury School 50 years ago and was writing my history papers about Mount Riga. And she is the granddaughter of Joseph Petit, and she was in her 90s. And she said that they had four full-time clerks. The store was run by Joseph Petit's brother. I don't know his first name. So it obviously was somewhat of a company town and a company store. Evidently, Jenny Lind used to, the famous opera, famous singer, used to come up here and buy her Italian silks. And she evidently had did one or more concerts at Castanook, probably as part of those celebrations I mentioned. Basically what I know about Castanook. My cousin Steve Griggs, whose family lived there from 1902 to 1947, is going to talk with Gene later more about the house and his family.